Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueeny, and today we have a special episode for more than one reason. First, because we have a guest. His name is Chad Parks. Chad is the founder and CEO of Ubiquity Retirement and Savings, a pioneer in highly customizable flat fee retirement plans for small businesses. So we talked to Chad about the intersection of technology and retirement planning, how Chad spotted needs in this business, and how tech can solve, can help solve the retirement crisis in the United States. We also chatted a little bit about how small businesses can continue to benefit from new technology going forward, got into a little bit of how things have evolved with the likes of Square on the POS side, and how there's still a lot of room to go in terms of incorporating technology into things like payroll management for small to mid-sized businesses. So really great chat with Chad about something we don't really talk about much here on Tech Talk Tuesday, but it's something where, you know, as fans of tech and new technology, and you know, we've always kind of explored how this new tech is being applied out in the real world. It's definitely going on right now, and it's a big issue. But the other reason that this is an important episode is it's actually going to be our last episode of Tech Talk Tuesday. I say to Chad at the end of this conversation that we look forward to speaking to you again soon. I guess I was kind of just speaking about Zach's in general and hoping to have a dialogue with Chad open. I'm actually going to pursue a new opportunity next week. This will be our last show. If you listen to any of my other stuff or any of my other content at all, we wrapped up the free lunch last week. We did our final episode of Friday Finish Line podcast, Maddie and I. And it's been a really, really awesome run. I've really loved Tech Talk Tuesday as a place where I can just sit down for 10 or 15 minutes and chat at you. It's been a really nice little soapbox to have, especially, you know, this common bond we all share of loving tech, loving investing in technology and exploring the world of investing in new technology. We've covered a lot of different topics, all sorts of different sub-sectors, sub-industries. Talked about some really highly advanced technology, talked about how a bunch of old school stuff is kind of coming through into a new age and constantly evolving. And we've talked to a lot of great guests. So I thought it was a great time, great episode to end on talking to Chad, because it was a really awesome conversation. But I did want to say before we get into the interview, thank you so much for tuning week in, week out, just to see the numbers grow over the years that we've been doing this. It's been a really awesome experience, and I really appreciate it. And on to the next opportunity. But before that, I hope you enjoy this chat with Chad. Hi, Chad. Thanks for joining the show. You've obviously gained some recognition for founding Ubiquity, which is one of the fastest growing fintech and retirement focused companies out there right now. And that means you've been right in the trenches of this industry and seen how technology intersects with small business and retirement planning. So in your view, where was the biggest hole or area of need for this business to incorporate new technology?
So Ryan, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. I think for the sake of understanding why this end of the industry or end of this marketplace has been underserved, you have to look at technology. And that is primarily meaning that small businesses by nature are small. They have small assets and they don't attract the interest of the large banks or the large financial institutions. And the technology that these large institutions have are decades old, if not more. And they were not designed for what we would call scale, meaning they've been designed to work with few large companies with millions of employees. They weren't designed to work with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of small businesses, which would also lead to millions of employees. So that's really one of the biggest reasons why this end of the market has been ignored for decades. And, you know, only now in today's world where we have Amazon Web Services and the cloud and everything else that goes with this and people's changing expectations about what they're going to get from their technology, are we able to flip that model upside down and start addressing this?
So let's now think about the exact kind of reverse of that, if we can. You obviously founded ubiquity with the idea of improving outcomes and using tech in mind. So what are you or others in the fintech and retirement space now doing right?
Yeah, I think if you think about this in the convergence of all these different disparate providers that you would have to use as a small business, right? So when you open up your doors, there's a litany of things that you're going to need to help you run your business, one of which is payroll. You're going to have health benefits. You'd like to look at retirement benefits. You have to have an accounting system. You have to have a billing system. And so what I think we see happening today is that there's definitely a convergence of the different technologies being able to offer more and more a one-stop shop for a small business owner. And it may not be that one provider does all of those things successfully, but by building technology that can cooperate and communicate with those other platforms in the best interest of the small business owner is what we see. And that's happening a lot through APIs and single sign-on and really trying to harmonize a user's experience so that there's really a true one-stop shop where, for example, if my company in the retirement space lives and dies by payroll data, it would be sure great if I can get that from the company's payroll provider directly instead of having to ask the business owner every 2 weeks for that information. So that's what we really see is happening. And I think you see a lot of other providers out there too who are also approaching this kind of bringing together the best in class for each area using those API technologies as well.
It's interesting the way that you describe it as kind of one-stop shop because, you know, putting aside what we're specifically talking about here, that kind of user experience feels like something that people want when they use technology these days. They like these kind of cross-platform accounts, things that work on their phone and on their TV and on their computer, you know, whenever they're accessing anything. Have you gotten feedback that is an improvement to the user experience?
Oh yeah, for sure. That is, and you're right. You know, when I'm watching Hulu, I can jump from device to device and it picks up right where I left off. And, you know, if you are a small business owner or an employee of these small businesses, and, you know, you have a health benefit that you want to log into, and then you would like to also, while you're in there thinking about it, be able to just look at your retirement plan and give that a once over and make any changes. And maybe you want to make a change to your payroll deduction. So wouldn't it be nice if it all could happen in one interface? In today's world, there's still a long ways to go, for a lot of these mainline providers to catch up and to be sort of the best of breed, like what we're seeing from a lot of the entertainment sector. You know, you as well, probably as I, you know, how many different logins do you have? How many different passwords do you have? How many times do you forget it? How many times do you have to change it and then forget to update your browser? And you go round and round and round and you just get so frustrated. So yeah, it really is about trying to improve the user's experience across the board.
That's great. And then taking a step back from there and from, you know, your specific business model and then the other kind of innovation that we're seeing in this industry, it does feel like regardless of how we want to tackle these problems, it's becoming a significantly bigger issue, especially on the retirement side of things, as some of our country's biggest generations are now at or near retirement age. I know you've personally even used the word crisis to describe it in the title of a 2014 documentary film. When you listen to conversations about retirement planning, especially from small business owners, what types of things do you think people are missing or overlooking that might be, you know, kind of exacerbating this crisis?
So you bring up a good point about the different cohorts, right? So we've got the baby boomers who are entering into retirement now. We've got Gen X following them, and then we've got the millennials coming up behind them. And now we even have, I guess, what they're calling Gen Z, the next wave coming into the market. When you look at the size of those cohorts, the baby boomers are about 77 million, Gen X is about 67 million, and millennials are about 77 million as well. So you have this kind of barbell effect, which I think is going to really start to affect a lot of things in our economy at a macro scale that not many people are thinking about, including real estate and housing and the ability to save and the ability to not outlive your money. I mean, the other thing here is we're seeing with the baby boomers that I think this is, you know, to answer your question, what are people missing or overlooking, is that they're really very uncertain about how long are they going to need this money and how much money are they going to need. As improvements in healthcare occur, as longevity increases, the average age moves up, you know, this is one of those things where our retirement system that we've been operating under today was really built from leftovers from World War II, where, you know, the average life expectancy was probably 65. That was the reason they set the Social Security retirement age at 65, because they really didn't expect that many people to be using it. And then, you know, fast forward to today, we've got people living longer. We've got Social Security becoming a primary income replacement for people when it was never designed to be. Some of these individuals are lucky enough to have a pension plan available to them, but for Gen X and below, most likely not. And so, you know, I think that this, when you put it all together and you look at it from a higher level, an individual saying, okay, I've been told I need to save money. I've been told that, you know, X dollars will be good at retirement. These are just speculations. You know, I think that people really need to take this very seriously. They need to start putting away as much money as they can, not just what do you need, but, you know, as much as you could possibly put away, because you don't know how much you're going to need. You don't know how much time you have, and you don't know how what your healthcare costs are going to be in retirement, which, as if you look at those statistics, are quite frightening. I think people spend something like 60% of their lifetime healthcare costs in like the last 5 years of their life, you know, and it's like, so these things are just, it is the film that you mentioned, Broken Eggs. We did address a lot of that in the documentary. And I just think that it's one of those things, I hate to be such a doomsdayer on it and call it a ticking time bomb, but I think that if people don't change their attitudes about saving for retirement, if they don't enable themselves, and if they don't start putting away as much as they can, this will have a big toll on society down the road, because, you know, the federal government is acting in one capacity, but where do the social services all occur? They generally occur at the state and local level. And so I think that's one of the things that why you're seeing a lot of these states start to offer this idea that they're going to mandate retirement savings within their states. So it's a big, big movement across the board that's really looking at our entire retirement savings system and saying, you know, have we done this right? And are people really going to be prepared?
And it's interesting, you know, that we have to change that attitude. I certainly agree that we do need an attitude shift. And I think it's a bunch of different attitudes as you look at those generations and the way that they approach savings. You've obviously created a resource for retirement planning on the small business side of things, and that's great. But it almost feels like we're right there in terms of it also being easier to change that attitude given all this new technology that we have. And I'm almost, you know, this almost kind of makes me think about really small tools that for personal use, like the Acorn apps of the world, where, mm-hmm. you know, even as a young person, you can, you know, just flip a switch on an app and start saving every day based off of your daily transactions. So it's an attitude shift, but then, you know, we kind of also have all of the technology available to make that attitude shift really easy.
You're absolutely right. And the word that I generally use when describing a lot of the problems in our industry and even tangential industries is friction. You know, there's just so much friction involved in doing these types of activities, be it from an account opening process to, you know, doing the necessary compliance work that the government and the regulators want you to do, to, you know, moving money between funds, to taking money out of your account, to moving it over to your employer. Every step of the way is just paperwork, 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 and friction, friction, friction. And that does cause people to just put their arms up in the air and say, you know what, it's too much trouble. Even though it's in their best interest, they just don't do it. And so, yes, technology, absolutely, you know, with more and more of the ability to carry your data over from one provider to the next, to being able to electronically sign your account applications, to being able to, with a push of a button, like you said, round up or save a little more. I mean, that's really the benefits. I think we're just now at the beginning of that. And, you know, as technology continues to evolve, you think about the iPhone is really only 10 years old. And look how many things it has, the term I have heard and used is dematerialized, right? It is a flashlight. It's a camera. It's a compass. It's a measuring tape. It's everything, right? All those things you used to have to carry around in a toolbox are now in the size of a 3x5 thing that we're holding to our head. In fact, that I'm talking to you right now on, right? So I think that, you know, more and more of the people have adopted this as their primary vehicle, the more their expectations change, that everything that they interact with, every provider ought to be up on it. And if you're going to put a boatload of paper in front of me, or if you're going to really slow me down, I'm going to go find somebody who makes it easier. And it really is about the user experience, and it is really about the ease of use, I think, at the end of the day.
Great. And that's a perfect segue to the last thing I want to talk about real quick. And this is zooming back in now on the small business space, which is obviously the market you target with Ubiquity, and perhaps as you've discussed, the most underserved market when it comes to things like retirement planning. But it does feel like that market, small business owners and small business managers, people who operate these companies, have been served recently with really exciting and easy to use technology that has, you know, improved the user experience. I'm immediately thinking of how much expansion has gone down with things like point of sale services, such as Square, specifically targeting smaller to mid-sized businesses, new kind of healthcare and health technology type of platforms. Obviously, I mentioned the services you offer as well. So when you think about small business, what is the next step for integrating technology?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Square is great, right? Because it used to be that you go to the farmer's market and you'd have to have a pocket full of cash because nobody took cards or any other kind of electronic payment. But now it's like they don't want cash, right? It's more of a hassle. Like, can't you just pay me with your credit card? I can just swipe it right here on my phone and be done with it.
Right.
So that's been a dramatic shift for everybody. And, you know, to answer your question, the intersection of tech and small businesses, what can small businesses do? You know, this is a very interesting idea here because, believe it or not, there's still a whole bunch of small businesses out there who are very slow to adopt technology. I don't have specific statistics, although I do have some anecdotal data, which talks about the number of businesses out there that process payroll with pencil to paper still, if you can imagine. So you think about ADP, Paychex, and Intuit, right? Some of the three largest payroll providers. Each of them, ADP has about 600,000 payroll customers. Paychex has a very similar number, 500,000 to 600,000. Intuit has about 1.2 million. So together, about 2.4 million businesses use ADP or Paychex. And the market share that they have is very small because the most of the market doesn't use those types of services. So I think, and this is going to sound crude, and I apologize in advance, but you know, we kind of have to wait for the older generation business owners to move on and to let the younger generation business owners come in and adopt this technology. So while there's definitely a lot of opportunity with smaller and younger businesses, I think that the real opportunity is going to come as these others sort of sunset out and then, you know, pass these down to their heirs or to younger buyers who might buy these businesses and see the real proliferation of the technology be able to explode in that unserved market.
That's certainly a great point and great insight there on small business retirement planning and how it all intersects with technology. A lot of things to think about. Chad, we really appreciate you joining us on the show, and we look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Thanks, Ryan. I really appreciate the opportunity as well.
One more big thanks to Chad for joining me on today's show. That is Chad Parks of Ubiquity Retirement and Savings. Great conversation there about a necessary to understand topic. Also, one more big thank you to you guys for tuning in and week out. As I mentioned, this is going to be the last episode of Tech Talk Tuesday. I really, really appreciate the support and the interest shown in the show throughout the years. It's been great to kind of, always have this outlet to share my thoughts about tech. Been a great ride. Gonna miss it. Sad to see it go. And hope that you guys have enjoyed the show along the way. Thank you so much. Quick reminders, if you want to say bye to me or if you're interested in kind of pitching an idea for a story, if you think we got anything wrong even on this story, feel free to shoot over an email at podcast@zacks.com. I might be leaving, but we have plenty of other podcast content from Zacks' very talented editors and strategists. You can find all that at zacks.com/podcasts. This will not be a barren feed. If you've subscribed to this feed to also listen to the Full Court Finance podcast from my colleague Ben Raines, I believe that will still be going live in this feed. So subscribe and leave us a rating. It supports the show. If you've enjoyed this show, it'd be a great kind of last thing to do to show that support. But it also kind of helps out all the other programs. Leave that rating on Apple Podcasts if you're there. We're also available on places like SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. Look for our shows there if you're on a different platform. I can't speak highly enough of the people I've had the opportunity to work with here at Zacks. And, you know, you will certainly not be missing out on great podcast content. That will still be definitely coming. Just some different names and voices for you. But one last time, thank you so much for listening to Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. It's been a great run, and we appreciate it.